Begin. Okay, we're entering a season in which Disco will be recited twice, two out of the four times of the year. So I figured it would be appropriate to explain what is going on in Yizkor and the two major questions that people only have when it comes to Yizkor, which is if they're in the first year, the Shavuot Rishon after the death of a relative, do they stay in? And the other one is people who don't have to say Yizkor, why do they go out? So we'll try to cover those as well. Now, the pasuk or the source regarding the concept of Yizkor may be a pasuk by the Egla Rufa in Dvarim in Perek Chaf Aleph. The pasuk says, "Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem yaltitein dam naki bekerav amcha Yisrael v'nikaper lahem dam." In the tefillah that the Beis Din says on behalf of the community, saying that they were not responsible for the manslaughter that occurred by this unidentified body, so they say there should be a kapara, some sort of redemption from Hashem. People shouldn't be blamed for what happened. So Rabbeinu Bachya on this pasuk cites a psikta. There are similar midrashim that say similar ideas, but Rabbeinu Bachya seems to be the clearest. He says, "Elu hachayim." These are those who are alive. Hamaskaprim b'mamonam, who can get kapara with their money. Asher padisa, that you redeemed. Elu hamesim shemaskaprim b'mamon hachayim. These are the neshamas of the deceased who get kapara, who get some sort of tshuva, some sort of help in Shemayim through the money given by those alive in this world. When people are makdish to something, they dedicate things in the memory of those who have passed. It helps those people who are no longer with us. A father for a son, that we see that the child will be able to continue in the way the father was. A person says Kaddish or Bracha, the Beis HaKnesses, B'tzibor, person davens for the Amud. The famous story of Rabbi Akiva who found the Neshama who was being tortured, and he went and found the son. That's a shir for another time. But we see here, and there's other midrashim as well, that want to include specifically Yom Kippur, the pasuk of V'nechaper Lahem Hadam, is reference to Yom Kippur, specifically giving money or dedicating money on Yom Kippur. So we have already in the Midrashim, in Chazal, references to the idea that in this world, we can give something or do something to help the Neshama in the next world. Now, the major...
It's not just he's saying the words, but he's showing that he's following in
correct,
the
following
West.
The way of his father.
It's not saying a major Kaheshman Rabbah. If the guy is violating Shabbos and everything like that.
There's lots to discuss about specifics of Kaddish. The Midrashim, the story about Rabbi Akiva has conflicting episodes of what happened. I hear. I definitely hear the point. Now, generally, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is Kitzur, it's very short. And he gives you the basic laws. But for some reason, by the halachas of saying Yizkor in Siman Kuflam and Gibel in Oschaf Aleph, Rosh Shlomo Ganzfried decides to give us the whole Torah regarding Yizkor. So this is a good place to start, and we're going to go through what he says, and he really brings out a lot of the important ideas. He says, Maskir Neshamos B'Yom HaKippurim, we mention the Neshamos on Yom Kippur, meaning we say Yizkor. Mishum Dezechiras HaMesim Meshaberes U'machnia Libo Sh'al Adam. So he gives one reason, this is based on the Levush and Siman Taf Tzadi, that by talking about those who have passed, it allows us a sense of humility, humbling us on this important day of Yom Kippur. Va'od, a second reason, Levishagam HaMesim Shichim Kapara. In addition, the reason, as is sometimes cited, it's called Yom HaKippurim, in plural, not just Yom Kippur, is because there are two kaparos. There are kaparos, there is atonement for those who have passed, and also for those in this world. And since the mesim also require, in some sense, a kapara, kedisa b'sifrei, kaper la'amcha Yisrael, as we found here in the pasuk we quoted before, elu hachayim, asher padisa elu hamesim. Melamed shehamesim tzrichim kapara. We see that even the deceased need a form of kapara. So what do we do? V'nodrim tzedaka b'avuram. Therefore, we give tzedaka in memory of the deceased. V'ayin la'alsim in Samach Zayin. When you do this, you should always say Bli Neder in case you're unable to actually carry out the donation that you promised. V'simach l'zeh. Where do we see a hint to this? It says in the end of Parsha Tzitzava, Ksiv, Achas b'shana yichaper. It says, once a year you'll get kapara. V'samach lei, v'nasnu ish kofer nafsho la Hashem. And then right after it says, a person will give a value as a kapara for his neshama to Hashem. So we see that on that one day when there's kapara, which is Yom Kippur, there's also an aspect on Yom Kippur to donate a value of money to help the kapara, to help the tshuva of the neshama. And the money helps for the deceased. Because Hashem checks our hearts. If this person would have been alive, and we'll see that he also would have given tzedakah as well. And we have the ability here to lessen the judgment on the deceased. Kmo David shisapel shispalel Avshalom, David who davened for Avshalom, as it says in the Gemara in Sota. And apparently, in return, or in some way, the mesim, the deceased, the nifter in the next world, will then act on our behalf in the next world as well, and act for their children and their descendants. Now, this was all a focus on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is really the main discussion about Yizkor. And then he adds, secondly, we also have this on the last day of Pesach, Yom Sheni to Shavuos, the second day of Shavuos, will be Shmini Atzar, the last day of Sukkos, Maskir and Neshamas. We mentioned the Neshamas as well. Because on those days we read the parsha of Kol Bechor. That's always the last laning of Yantif in Chutz Laaretz, in Yantif Sheni. Uksiv Sham, and it says there, Ish Kematnas Yado, that the person will give matana according to his ability. He will give some sort of tzedaka. Lachain Nodrim Matanos Tzedaka. Therefore, it is appropriate on that day, on the last day of Yontif, to give tzedakah. The Kevin Shinodim Tzedakah. And since we happen to be giving to tzedakah, Nagu Litzna Ba'avur HaNeshamos, we'll also chap in the Neshamos. We'll say, well, if I'm giving tzedakah, I might as well have, you know, this person in mind. She Yizkor Osana L'Kim L'Tova, that Hashem should remember them for good. V'gam Osana Yizkor Imam L'Tova B'Zchuseihem, and then we'll be remembered as good. So, let's pause here. What's very clear, this explanation we just brought is from the Maharil and Sukkah, and also Lavush, and Rosh Shechter likes to point out that this clear explanation of Yizkor understands that Yizkor is not sad. It's not a din in being sad, Yizkor. The main point of Yizkor is the appeal of the tzedakah. The main event is the giving of the tzedakah, and the inyan of the neshamas is only secondary. So Rosh Shechter likes to say that Yizkor is really a key of Simchas Yantif, if you think about it in its essence. It's really a fulfillment of giving tzedakah in honor of the Yontif, and then we happen to attach to it the idea of the neshamos coming secondarily. But really, the main thing is the tzedakah, as we find here from the Maharil and the Lavush as well. There are other explanations. The Maharavai Yabok, which is a big sefer in Kabbalah regarding Avelus and mourning, he has explanations as well. The Betzal HaChachma, or Betzal Stern, who is the Rav in Australia, in Chelek Dal and Chuf Chafal, he notes that even though we shouldn't want to add pain on Yontif, and that's why according to the Machzor Vitri, we only say Yizkor on Yom Kippur. The Machzor Vitri does not hold to this idea that we say Yizkor other days, but he says, nevertheless, we do this for the Zchus of Nesham, meaning, yes, it will be uncomfortable for the person who is saying Yizkor, but we're a little bit Moser Nefesh. We do it anyway for the sake of the Neshama. In fact, the Yalkut HaGershuni writes in his Perush on Aruch Chaim that we do it on the last day of Yontif for this reason. Yizkor is on the last day, so it shouldn't ruin the rest of Yontif. So if a person becomes upset during Yizkor, at least Yontif is going to be over anyway, and it won't be as big a deal. The Basel HaChachma continues that, why do we say Yizkor in Eretz Yisrael then? In Eretz Yisrael they don't say Kol Bechor. So Betzal HaChachma says simply, because we brought it from Chutz La'aretz. We brought the Min of Chutz La'aretz to say Yizkor to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, all these things. He says Yizkor, so all these things. The last day Yontif in Yanim, we brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, good. Let's look back inside. Before we go there, let's discuss Rosh Hashanah. You would think that Rosh Hashanah, based on everything we said, would be a great time to have Yizkor. So why do we have it on Rosh Hashanah? In fact, the Rebbe Rayatz of Chabad, this is brought in the Sichos Hisvadis of Tashim and Gemel, he personally would say Yizkor by himself. He would mutter Yizkor to himself in Rosh Hashanah, and that was his personal practice. The Lubavitch Rebbe said such a thing, and I think then he said in the Sicha, like, that's nobody else should do that. Like, that was his shtick, but nobody else should take that upon themselves to say Yizkor Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the Minchas Elazar writes in the Sefer Divrei Torah, in the Madurot Yisai in Osam Mechalef, he cites an explanation that he once heard, that really, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are one holiday, right? There's Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Mei Tshuva is like a Chol HaMoed, and Yom Kippur is the last day. So he said, when we say Yisker on Yom Kippur, it's happening in Rosh Hashanah because it's all one holiday, and therefore it's like you say, like you're saying Yisker on the last day of the holiday. You said it on Yom Kippur. The Minchas Elazar thinks that's a little bit of a push. Clearly, Rosh Hashanah is one thing, and Yom Kippur is another thing. So he gives another explanation, which I think makes sense. He says, "But Rosh Hashanah yachshov rak ben yanei chayim." Rosh Hashanah is about life. We ask for life this year. So what are we talking about the dead? The whole point of Rosh Hashanah is talking about life and life and life. So to be talking about the dead in Rosh Hashanah seems to go against the theme of the day. So that's why, says the Minchas Elazar, we don't say Yisker on Rosh Hashanah. The minhag never developed to say Yisker on Rosh Hashanah. Let's turn back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who said as follows, in the close to the end, he says, "V'nogim kimisha yesh lo av ve'ein," one who has both parents, "Yodsevi beis haknesses, bishas, haskaras, and shamos," they leave the shul when Yisker is said. We're all familiar with this custom. Why is this the case? So the Shari Ephraim writes in Perek Yud that it's not proper that people should stand there while other people saying Yisker not doing anything. But okay, it's this person, your neighbor, is going to be saying Yisker, and you're twiddling your thumbs, nothing's going on. Rabbi Salavitch had a similar explanation. The Gemara in Bracha says that someone should not be Yoshev Ubatel when other people are davening. Right? When someone is davening, it's not appropriate to sit there doing nothing. It's not proper cover for the tzibur. It's not proper cover for what's going on in the tefillah. So the same thing here. It's not kavod that this person is saying Yisker and this person sitting there, you know, reading the shul bulletin. It's not proper for the davening as well. The next explanation in the Shari Ephraim is that it would be an ayin hara. A person sitting next to one who has both parents and somebody doesn't have a relative, he's looking at him thinking, "Oh, is it fair? This person has, I don't." It's an ayin hara. It might cause negativity to form within the shul. The third reason is brought by the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis, in Simon Lamites. He says that if the person is sitting there and he's not supposed to be saying Yisker, he may become absent-minded and just start muttering Yisker along because he's not paying attention, right? Ubris karusalis fasayim, where sometimes we're not paying attention to what we're doing. It's happened before, right? Sometimes we don't pay attention during davening. So the same thing over here. You're going to hear what's going on, you're just going to start saying Yisker, and you're going to forget that you don't have to say Yisker. The fourth reason is a beautiful explanation that I brought here from Levush Mordechai, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epson, who's Rosh Shiva in Slabatka, in Europe, then in Eretz Yisrael in Hebron, and then in Yerushalayim. He writes in his introduction to his Levush Mordechai in Bava Kamma as follows. He says, "Ach pasha ki adarabba oneg v'nachas hu l'ha'ish asher nagu Hashem b'hatzar hazeh." He feels that really, when a person says Yisker, it brings a sense of nachas and oneg, because a person may feel sad, and the sense of dealing with it and the crying or whatever comes with the experience is cathartic for the person and helps out the person emotionally. Oneg hu lo l'hazkir nishmas avosav v'naim lo hatzar hazeh. It helps out the pain to deal with it. But that's only for the person who has the pain, who's dealing with the nifter. But if the person doesn't have that experience, that's going to be upsetting for him. I don't have a reason to be upset. I don't need to deal with it right now. So why do I have to hear other people being upset? Lo rigshei oneg v'im kain be'eis sheyesh achav be'eis hamedrash she'ein lo hatzar hazeh asur l'chol hakal laskir neshamos. Therefore, if I don't have the pain, why it's not appropriate for me to be in the room? Ki halo lo gara ha'ish hazeh mechassin b'mei chassin aso sheshivaseh mehamishra yamtov hulo. This person is observing a yamtiv. It's my Pesach, it's my Shavuos, it's my Sukkos. Why should on my yantiv should I be pained when other people are in pain? But nevertheless, we do allow people to mention the neshamos on these holidays. And it gives them a sense of pleasantness to do this. Therefore, those who don't have to, leave. So those who can say Yisker and should say Yisker will. He says beautifully that this whole concept is built on the idea of being Noseb Olim Chaveiro, carrying the burden of somebody else. Personally, Reuven does not need to say Yisker, but he cares enough that Shimon should have the opportunity. Will may ruin Reuven's Yantif? So Reuven leads the shul. But he cares about his fellow Jew, that he should have that experience and have that ability to connect. Yahav lo kamohu mamish. And I love him very much, and therefore, because I love my fellow Jew so much, I allow him this opportunity. B'tzaroso lo tzan, his pain is my pain, u'b'simchaso yismach libo gam hu, and in his joy, I also rejoice. Really a beautiful idea from the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. So based on these
reasons... Messias doesn't like it. Messias says people, as one who's been both ways, Messias will walk out, the people inside hear the noise from outside. If they were quiet inside, it would be less of a... You know, and by the way, I'm just asking one Messias. The other Messias, I'm sure aware... The rabbi, once I was in this, when I was 3 years away, Alan Schwartz asked everybody to stay in for your skirt, you know, saying it's not something just treated with respect for 5 minutes. It doesn't make a whole 50.
So certainly based on all these things, there are definitely shuls where they have people saying for the yisker for the Holocaust and things like that. It definitely is grounds to for that minhag.
The whole thing's like 30 seconds.
So each shul follows the minhag that they have. Let's look at the last line, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And let's get to the more popular question, which is, what's with the first year? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, "Gam noagim shebesoch hashana rishona lemesa sa'avoim." During the first year, when a person's in avelus, yotze gam kein bebeis haknesses, they should also leave. Va'ayin hatam b'sefer Kerem Shlomo, but he doesn't want to go any further. He tells you to look in the Kerem Shlomo or Achaim and Sim Tafrei Samech. So I'll save you the trouble. I looked up the Kerem Shlomo for you. So the Kerem Shlomo gives two reasons. The first is that the meaning of leaving during the Shana Rishona is based on the Gemara and Brachas and Daphne and Chesed says that it takes a year for the mace to be Nishkachech min halev. It takes a year for the person to get over or to move on from the pain afterwards. And after Yud Beis Chodesh, after those 12 months, it's not as intense. If you say Yizkor during the first year, it will be extremely painful because the bitterness will be very intense. And you may cry, and this show of emotion will affect and disturb other people in a way that may make the tzibur uncomfortable. So based on this, the Darchei Chaim and Rosh Hashanah Arbach writes on Licha Shlomo that if you follow this minhag, that you leave, but you feel that you can control yourself and not cry like that, you can stay in. If that's the whole reason, then stay in, because I feel that I won't be able to cry, I won't cry in such a way. The second reason brought by the Kerem Shlomo is that when you say Yisker for the neshama of the deceased, you also ask that the Kadosh Baruch should give you zechus as well. Part of the nusach is they should have a zechus and I should have a zechus as well. However, the first year after a person dies is in the time when the neshama is getting kapara in Gehenna. The neshama spends time in Gehenna. We don't know how long it is. That's why Avelus is for 12 months. But at the same time, Kadosh is only 11 months because we don't want to assume that the parent is a Rasha, that they're there for 12 months. And therefore, the neshama isn't in the best place during that period. And because of the uncertainty of the status of the deceased, we don't mention their status. We try not to bring it up. We don't know what's going on with the neshama. It's a difficult time for the neshama. It could be better, it could be worse. So rather than bring up the neshama the first year to Hashem, we just keep quiet and we hope for the best. The third reason is brought in the Makor Chaim. He says that because the neshama is Ola V'Yoredes, the neshama goes up and down during this period, and it's a period of uncertainty and it's not a rest, and therefore you cannot use the expression Tiyed Nishmaso Tzurura B'Tzur HaChayim, because the neshama is not inbound anywhere at this moment. During the first year, the neshama is not in a comfortable place, and the expression that we use would not apply at that time. The fourth reason, the Tshuva Shem Yishimon HaRachayim Yisim L'Chav Beis, he says if you recite Yisker for a neshama that passed in the last year, it may begin the process of being judged in Gehenna. And then when the rest of the neshamos that are not related to that shul are not being judged, maybe they'll all be chapped in with the judgment of that neshama Gehenim, and it might put other neshamas in a precarious situation. How that works, I'm not sure, but that's what the Shem Yishimon says. The last reason is an interesting reason brought in the Betzal HaChachba. Rav Betzal Stern in that shuv in Chelek Dalad discusses a community where the minhag was to leave during Yud Beis Chodesh, but this year it was an Iber year, and there was a leap year, and there was an extra month. So what happened is that the 12 months were up, but there was another month left in the year. So the person wants to know, do I stay in or do I go? What do we follow? Do we follow the year or do we follow the 12 months? So in the context of that tshuva, there's also a similar tshuva in the Malam of the Ho of David C. Hoffman as well discusses this. But in the context of that tshuva, Rav Betzal Stern gives a very interesting answer. He says that the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that we are mazkir neshamos on Shabbos. Now, it's not clear what the Ramah is talking about. What do you mean we're mazkir neshamos on Shabbos? So if you look in the Beis Yosef explains what the Ramah is talking about, or the source of the Ramah. The Beis Yosef says, cites the Shiboli Halakit, where the Shiboli Halakit said that in some shuls they would have a list. And they would say a kel mali on Shabbos for all the people who died that year. Or every Shabbos, if it was within the last 12 months of that Shabbos, they recited a whole list, a whole kel mali on Shabbos. Now this was done on Shabbos. Why? Because the neshamas are resting on Shabbos, as we know, and they're not in Gehenim, and it would be appropriate to give them a kel mali at that time. Now, after the year is up, there's no kel mali recited from the neshama anymore, right? Only during that year do you get a special kel mali on Shabbos. After the year is up, you lose out on your special kel mali for the neshama. So he says, therefore, it must have been, there was no reason to have yisker on Yantzif in the days in that period. Why? Because you got a kel, you got a little mini yisker every Shabbos for the neshama. What's it going to make a difference if it's four extra times out of the year? I have a yisker every single Shabbos for the neshama. It's not going to help in any way if I stay in Pesach, Shulah, Sukkot, Yom Kippur. It's so small compared to the global picture of that year. But once the year is up and I have no more yisker on Shabbos, no more kelmali on Shabbos, so then it's time to stay in for yisker because I don't have that special maskirin neshamos that the Rama spoke about. So it says the Bitzal Chachma, that's why the minute came from. A very interesting approach as well. However, many, many achronim do not like this minhag of leaving during the first year. They think it's a minhag talus. Many people think it's a mistake. This is the understanding of the Lavush and the Shach as well. They explain that during this period, we want to do as much for the neshama as we can. We don't want to do as little for the neshama. And the Divrei Torah in Chelek Avnos Chavtes says that if you don't say Yisker in the Shana Rishona, it's Gozel Es HaMesim. You're stealing from the dead. They have the opportunity for more merits, and you're not going to do it. How could you do such a thing? And this is also the opinion of the Ketzah Hamata on the Machane Ephraim, on the Matzah Ephraim, who says that you should say in during the first year, and the Yalkut Yisrael as well, the Kobo and Avelis, and the Bnei Baruch, the Bnei Baruch, the Geshar Chaim, the three main Svarim, three main contemporary Svarim on Avelis from Michil Michat Kaczynski and the other Rabbanim, all say across the board it's appropriate for the Avelis to stay in during the first year, and Ramosha Feinstein as well, or in Yoredeya and Chelek Alf. In Chelek Dal and Simon Samach Alf says the Yisker should be recited, and the Geshur Achaim then says the Yisker should even be recited by someone during Shiva. Even if you're doing Shiva, you should stay in for Yisker as well. And the Ber Moshe,
that's not possible. The younger
during the
Yantev
cancels
the Shiva
before Yantev ended by Shiva.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you haven't started Shiva yet.
It could be that. It could be
no, no, Yantif and Shiva.
Yantif and Shiva.
And if you start in Yantif, you don't start Shiva until after Yantif.
It could be that he's talking, well, it couldn't be an owning, because he says an owning doesn't say in for Yisker. So what's he talking about? I forgot. You have to look it up again. I forgot what he's talking about.
It's about Batashai.
So I'm not sure, I have to say what he's, I forgot what he's talking about. So the Ber Moshe says as follows. He says that in Chelek Hei, the Ber Moshe is the brother of Bitzel Chachma. They're both Stern. One came to Brooklyn, the other went to Australia after the war. So in Chelek Hei, in Kuf Nun Beis, he says that if you're in a place where in the first year people leave shul during Yisker, you should also leave. You shouldn't go against the Minhag HaMakom, but you should say Yisker privately outside, because you really should say Yisker in the first year. So don't stay in, but you can take a sitter and recite Yisker privately to yourself. You don't have to come to shul for Yisker, he says. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't tell anyone that. I wouldn't make that the most public thing to people who are not from, because for many people, that's the only time they come to shul. So I wouldn't put that on a website and, you know, like announce it to the whole world, but we'll see what happens here. But a lot of people only come to shul for Yisker. But Mikra Adin, you don't need a minion. You don't need to have a tzibur to say it. And the Geshur HaChaim says clearly you don't need a minion for Yisker. Although, Roshlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Halicha Shlomo, that one shouldn't be mezalv on the minhag to say b'tzibur. He says this is the minhag in Klausel has been to say yisker in without tzibur in shul, and therefore one should come, and we should, those who have to come, we should promote for them to come and not tell them that they shouldn't say it at home. Each person should follow his own minhagim of the community or the family, whether it's to stay in or to go out. The minhag chabad is to stay in during the first year, but not to say yisker. They have a compromise between the minhagim. And the Netag Gavriel says this was the Pesach of the Chazanish as well. And it's the Sabra, it makes sense that if a person doesn't have a minhag, they don't know what to do, so then they should probably stay in, because that would seem to be what most people would say to do, and the minhag of all the poskim when it comes to Avelis as well. So these are the halachos and the reasons behind Yisker. We should all be zocha on the Yemei Hadin for our neshamos that we know and for ourselves, to be matzliach and successful in the coming year.